He took that thing, and it was real light. The moon was out, and he could see where he was going. And then he got it all wet. He started to get it all wet because he knew that it wasn't a seal or just, he knew it. I mean, you know, he wanted to see it, to really see what it was. And then when he kept staring at it, he looked like he'd seen somebody's eyes. And it looked like a woman. Changed into a woman. And he was going to kill it, but he just started staring at it. And then he started to recognize her. It was that rich woman's daughter. It had long, she had long hair, real long hair. And he couldn't move. He was staring at her so much he couldn't move. He tried to move, but he couldn't. He just couldn't move. He tried as hard as he could. He was paralyzed. And then he started going towards her. He didn't want to, all right, but he kept walking towards her. He tried to force himself from walk away, but he couldn't. He got closer and closer to her. And every time he tried to stop from moving towards her, he'll move towards her. And then finally, it got to be where he... Just before he reached her, he tried to get away, but they start going in the water. You know, that seal start to get in the water, and when it disappeared, that seal, he went in the water too. Just went after her. And when he did, that woman that was a seal just grabbed his hand in the water. And they start walking towards the ocean bottom. They walked on the ocean bottom. And here they, when they start walking, they went to all kinds of faces down there. All kinds of faces. It was even clear. It was just beautiful down there. And he start wanting to go to them. You know, those places that he seen, they were so beautiful. And then yet that woman grabbed a hold of her and wouldn't let him go. He tried to let her go, but... And then those people that were, when they were walking, tried to grab a hold of him, but that woman just clenched his hand more and took him away. And those people tried to grab him, but he couldn't let him. And that woman said, "Follow me." And it got to be where those people got fewer and fewer. And they got to a place, and when they got to this place where it was real whole, and when they got to the place where it was whole, that woman told her husband, he said, "Now, I guess you could go home now by yourself. I guess you haven't forgotten where we came from." He said, "I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back from where I came from. I have no business going back to those graves again, so I'm not going to go back. I'm going to go back to where we just came from." And that man didn't know what to say. And he knew that where he was going, he had to pass through these... animals that are real unusual. He said, no. He said, you go home by yourself. This is all the place where I'm going to take you. He said, otherwise I'm going to become dead again. And I said, I refuse to go any further. And he just really didn't know what to do. He just, you know, he wanted to go home. He said, if you want to stay here, go right ahead. He said, but I'm not going to go any further than where I am going right now. And I just refused to go. That woman, you know, just refused to go. Even though that man kept saying, I want to go home. He said, no, I can't go any further. I just can't go any further. And then there's ice above him. He knows that there's ice on top of him. And he was right in the middle of the ocean. And he told him, she said, if you could make me come alive, only if you could let me come alive, I'll take you home. And then he didn't know what to do. He thought, gee, how am I going to make her come alive? And he didn't know what to do. He really didn't know what to do. And he said, how am I going to make you come alive? How am I going to make you come alive unless you told me, unless you show me? And he said, well, if we come up to where we're going, and you go back to your wife, and you go to my grave, you have to take care of my grave. And you know those rocks that, when they buried me, those rocks that are there, well, you have to take them off. And if you think that you could stand it, you try to stand as much as you can. And he said, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Even though you think you're going to be scared, just don't be scared of me. Just do what I say. And you'll take me home. And then he thought for a while. And he said, okay, I'll do it. I'll try the best as I can. I'm going to do what you tell me. I'll do the best as you can, as you say. And that woman said, and don't be scared of me. Remember, don't be scared of me. And then don't let them, just stand as much as you can. Just remember that. Just stand as much as you can, and we'll try to do the best as we can. And I'll do the same thing too. He said, remember that. And then when they start to leave, the woman said, remember, we gotta stand me. You gotta stand me. You have to stand me. But if you can't beat me there, we both won't move. We will be paralyzed. If you can't stand me, you'll have to try to remember that. And then he didn't know what to do for a while, and then he said, okay, but I still want to go home. I know I can't do it probably, but I still want to go home. So when they got closer, you know, to that land, he went up. He descended up. He recognized that place where he came from. And he went past it. He went past those people. He went to that woman's grave. He just passed those people, didn't say nothing, went right straight up to the grave where his wife, the one that was a shaman, was. And he went there. And when he got real close, he went up and climbed the hill, and then he thought about his wife, and he remembered his wife, but he wondered, what happened? What happened to the person that was holding my hand? And he remembered what she said and said, "Don't forget now, don't go back to your wife, that first wife you had, don't go back to her." And then he had to remember that, so he went right straight up to the grave, just went directly up there. And finally he reached her, I mean that grave, and took all those rocks off like she said. He took them all off, and he started to make that person appear, you know, that dead person. He grabbed a hold of her right hand. When he grabbed a hold of her right hand, that dead person, that dead person got flame on her mouth. Soon as he grabbed a hold of her right hand, and he couldn't stand it. He couldn't move. He thought, how am I going to return? I can't return. I mean, it's impossible. And that woman grabbed a hold of him. And then every time she breathed, it'll be a fire. And then they start wrestling. You know, one person, they start pulling each other. That woman pulled him towards her grave, and that woman tried to take him away from that place, and they went back and forth. They started wrestling. That woman would breathe out fire every once in a while, and then he'd get real weak then. But every time she already breathed, he'd get stronger. His strength will come back every time she finished breathing. And they did that for quite a while. And finally, he couldn't stand it anymore. And then yet, he was a little bit stronger than that woman. And he's finally pulling him away from her grave. You know, getting her to stand up. And then when he pulled her from there, she became human again. She didn't have any breath of fire anymore. Just human like she was. So they start walking towards her village, and those people are just shining. Those places where those people live were just shining. Even that place where they had their house, they were just shining. And even that place where they had the feast ground, all over, it was just bright. And finally, they reached that feasting ground. They didn't know which one to be first. Which one should be first? They started wondering. And they looked at each other for a while, and the man decided to be first. And that woman said to that man, he said, remember that your daughter is home. Say that to them. And when they went inside, he went to that place, to the boss, and said, your daughter is home. I took her home. And then the daughter went inside after him. And then those two, that rich person that didn't like him, you know, that used to dislike him, they gave him anything they wanted. Just anything. Just pay him everything that he had. Just so that he wouldn't be poor anymore. That's how much he paid him for letting his daughter come back to life. And then poor man, by his thinking, is how he, you know, let that man do. He thought about it, and he'll let that man do it. And he also let his daughter go home.